This morning, I really nearly messed up. I nearly wasn't sitting in this chair because, despite telling everybody that the live is today at 10:15, I had it in my head that it was at 12. So I had set my alarm at 10:30 to start getting ready. It was only at 9:30. I went, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm slightly frizzy.
Now you look fabulous. So
Oh.
just we're gonna kick off actually the whole fashion element of 3-2-1 is all about Hobbs London and their recent spring summer 24 collection. And we're both wearing Hobbs. I've forgotten the name of it, but it's the blouse, Lawson blouse, that I've done a particular knot, which I filmed nails on, because how many times did I get asked about my knot? So I filmed it, that will go on. And you're in one of their new dresses. Tell us all about it.
Helmsley, very much in. I'm gonna just. It's a maxi dress. Beautiful detailing on the back there. I don't know if you can
Oh
see
yeah.
that bit.
Yeah.
And along the top here, and they always have beautiful detailing at their sleeves. They think about everything, and it's got that extra swoosh. And of course, it's got pockets. It is just beautiful. And I was due in to Hobbs on the Wednesday. The press day was on the Thursday.
Okay.
Tuesday, they dropped their very first glimpse of what is coming in February, and I saw this dress. It made me think very much of the Mitford, which, as you know, I love. And I was in store on the Wednesday, going, "Is it in yet?" And yes, it's still in the back. I went, "Hi!" So, and I got to wear it to the press day on Thursday, and I love it. It is a dress that I will be wearing. I'm actually wearing it with my heels. I call them my live heels because it's the only time I can actually wear them. I can't really walk in them, so I wear them when I'm sitting down, or a sandal in the summer when we finally have probably bare leg, strappy sandal weather.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But what the thing that I love this season is because it is a really, really stunning print with beautiful colouring. They created a shirt in the same print. So for those, so I know it's quite, it's a maxi dress, so it might be too long. Maybe they don't want to go the whole print in terms of dress, but you can add this as a shirt and dress it up with. I wore it with a pair of well, I would wear it with a pair of black trousers, or yeah. There's loads of ways of wearing
I just had to meet there. I have Alfonso in the room. He's been a challenging boy this morning with all my film. But what I want to point out, I didn't know if this was on your list, but you actually put the statement
Yes,
coat,
I have it
Maria.
here.
Yes,
Oh.
you actually put it with that dress. So before you go into the detail on that, what I want to say to the fashion peeps is, we get into spring and we suddenly think we don't need a coat, and that is so not true. If you live in England or the UK, especially more up north, a coat is really important. And if you brought your coat earlier in the year, or you're wearing one that you've worn for 3 or 4 months during winter, spring is a good time to get a new coat to freshen up. So what would you say, what were your faves about this coat? Because you tried it on, didn't you?
I did. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I personally think that is a very dark orange. That to me is orange. I didn't think that was red.
Oh, I thought it was red. But
Well, that's everybody keeps saying it's red, and I looked at it and I thought it was red. So
it's on. Okay, in fairness, I'm gonna give you that, because red can be on blue or red can be on orange. So that's on an orange red. But in my world, it's a red.
But the thing that I love about Hobbs, I mean, I've done a styling video for them before where I was wearing their Mitford dress, but in the pink. And then they had a Karine coat or a green coat. And it was like it wasn't the same shades of pink. It was another shade of quite a shocking, bright, vibrant
Yeah.
pink. And I love that about that. Now, I had put that coat on, which is not, obviously, it's a much more orange version of that red. And I feel like it really worked with this dress. So
Well, it would do, because it's a multicolored print. You've got no limits on coats. You could go down the neutral route, but I actually think a pop of color will really bring it out.
I know that that coat is going to be, oh, it's going to fly off the shelves because every person that was there tried that coat on and looked spectacular in it. It is beautifully cut. It's got a great length to it. And I mean, I personally, I'm thinking, because I wear a lot of gray, I wear a lot of monochromes. Well, how do you think of that today? But that is the perfect, you know, it's that unexpected that would lift shades of gray or, you know, my usual monochromes. Yeah. So yeah, I'm that is my top pick. So, and like you wear right the way through the year. I wear my coats right the way through the year.
Yeah, and that dress is spring. That will take you all the way through to late autumn. I don't know about the thickness of it for winter time, but that's going to cover you for three seasons. Because don't forget, can I just ask, is it a shirt dress that buttons all the way down? So then you can do the technique where you can wear jeans and a white vest top and that, and then have that open as a bit of a shirt and stuff like that. So you can get lots of you know, it's very versatile. Now, before I move on to one of my favourite pieces, the Hobbs team have joined. So if anybody's watching and they've got any questions, the Hobbs team are quite happily going to be in the chat box. And we've also got, just to let you know, any of the pieces we talk about, some are online at the moment, and there's 15% off until midnight on Sunday. So now would be a good time to take advantage of that sale. So one of my favorites, if you're going to a wedding, if you've got a wedding or a special occasion coming up, springtime into summer, I really, really liked, so I just need to look at, yeah, the Aisha dress.
It was so beautiful.
It's such a stunning colour, and it's a colour that will work for summers, springs, autumns like me. And so it's a very versatile colour. But what I want to pick out, if you are going to wear this for an occasional dress, I wouldn't go clutch bag. These sleeves are stunning. They've got such a beautiful shape. You don't want the clutch bag to go underneath and take away from these gorgeous dramatic sleeves. So either wear something, a bag that's got a long strap or one to hold. But I honestly, I just think that is a great dress.
Lizzie, did you know that they had a slit down the seat?
I didn't try it. I'll be honest, I didn't try it on. So no, I didn't. Talk us through that.
Detailing on that dress is really beautiful, and I love the fact that it's got the full sleeve, but when you move or you lift your sleeve, they've got it's actually slit down here, so it gives this, I don't know, this kind of effect that you can see your arms but you can't see your arms.
Let's be honest, women of a certain age or above, we need sometimes to not feel like we're enclosed in a garment.
Yeah.
But want to be covered up. I know these days I like my arms quite covered. Yeah.
So it's beautiful. But I mean, this comes back to how Hobbs have, their sleeve detail to me is always gorgeous. So there's either ruching or there's a scallop detail, or they've really taken into account their sleeve lengths to cover a, because I've gotten to a point now where I like my sleeves to be halfway down my arm. Or like, in this dress in particular, it's slipped down in the back. So yeah, there's all these little details, and there's usually always pockets.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is, but it does make a huge difference to a dress. Not that I actually really use the pockets, but it's just that it's there if you need it, isn't it?
I do, because I'm always juggling a phone. Or a pair of glasses.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, slitting the phone in. But I mean, yeah, typically you don't walk along with your hands in your dresses, but it's just nice. It's just that really nice extra, I think, to have pockets in a dress and stuff. So what else were you loving from the event?
It's always their unexpected colour pops. So they did that beautifully with, I'm going to just show you these cards. So this particular colour, it's like a really rich purple, was throughout the collection, but I love the way that they were mixing it quite unexpectedly. So you've got this here with this red button-up top, and then also with this coat, you can see they've got these gorgeous bow details, suede little heels, kitten heels, and then I think Where was the other one? Then there you see those same trousers that I was just showing you, and that you can wear as a full set. Now, again, so much thought has gone into the way this top, it's got the ruching here at the waistline, and it's got these really lovely, delicate sleeves.
Yeah.
That's just, I love those very vibrant but unexpected color pops that came together
and this
everywhere.
It's really good for women that work in the office that sometimes can't dress as maybe dramatically as they wish if their personal style is to be quite colourful, and that a pop of colour in your shoes. I always think shoes and handbags, if you've got to be quite, got to tone down your dressing a bit, is where you can add the detail. And I really, really love those shoes. They also had that purple Zahn, not the green suit that we saw, which is the forest green.
Oh God.
That we saw throughout, which was lovely. But I did spot on the website, you said there's another green suit that they've mixed in with that purple, and that's the Anella, and it's like a yellow green, and the trousers were more boot cut.
Okay.
And if you're really loving that purple color, that there is a lot more on the website that you can tune into for that.
I know that there was something that caught your eye, like I was going over to you to say hello, and you were looking straight past me at this two-piece. And I was like,
I don't have the details, so maybe Hobbs can help me out here. Sally was wearing it, wasn't she?
It's like,
I did film it a lot. It's not on the website yet. I think you told me it was going to be landing April, so I've got to hold on.
April, if I got the details right. So just to, it's got this incredible rose, but like ginormous rose detail across the chest area, and then goes more of a muted color.
Yeah, and so I think it's off a, I think it, if I remember correctly, it's off a brown. So the base color is a dusky brown with this pink.
Yeah, was it grays? I thought it was grays.
It was a bit brown.
Look at the two of us. They're great bloggers.
But it did have, you're quite right, it had, because floral is very big, this sort of part of the limited March collection arriving in a couple of weeks. Yeah, is it brown or grey? But yeah, it's got, so floral is very big spring summer, which I'm loving, because in one respect floral has been kind of taken over by animal print the last couple of years, but so it's coming back, and big flowers. So it was really nice, wasn't it? It was worn across the front, but also down on the trousers it was down towards the baseline where your sandals will be. And we were chatting about, so for those we're trying to describe it for, you know, it's this kind of PJ style cohort. It's a beautiful silk, isn't it? It's a shirt, so you can wear a lot of layering of necklaces. And basically, if you work from home, it's super comfy, but yet if you're on a Zoom call with a client, you're going to be professionally turned up.
It's the Eden set.
It's called the Eden set. And also we were talking about the fact that traveling in style now, you know, being comfortable whilst you travel, arriving at your hotel, you know, looking, you know, put together, isn't it, after such a long journey.
Yeah, so that I know for a fact you absolutely loved. And then there was something else that was quite unexpected. One of the Hobbs team, Verity, looked incredible. This,
yeah,
that really rich purple tone. But what I loved about this, and by the way, I mean this is stunning on, was the fact that they did it in like a play suit as well.
Yeah,
so I just wasn't expecting that, but that immediately had me in mind for holidays, because
yeah.
The top over a swimsuit, or you can dress it up and go for a nice lunch with some espadrilles or sandals.
We're twinning, because that was one of my top picks. The sleeves on this, there are some more images where the model's face on, lovely balloon sleeves. And that, and I was thinking, you know, sometimes when you have to go to a family event, you don't want to be too overdressed, but you want to look like you've made an effort. I think I think that dress, it's called the Elise and it's cotton. It's going to be perfect for summer. I just think you are going to steal the show because Verity did. I mean, let's be honest, at the press event, there was a lot of women all dressed up lovely. And I think Verity stole the show as she glided through with that dress. She had a little white, she chose, because she was wearing it quite open, she had a little white tee underneath. I spoke to her about it for ages. And, you know, the print is stunning. And I just think where you've got to be somewhere where you can't be a little bit too over the top, this is going to be perfect.
Yeah. It's a beautiful classic dress and you'll have that for life. And yes, you're able to pull it for all kinds of occasions, whether it be weddings or garden parties. And then, of course, it's got that lovely sleeve so that, you know, you don't. But there was another dress that really stood out to me.
Go on. And
I loved the fact that Jen has sort of styled it for like a wintry, autumny day, but it is effectively summer because the crochet is really coming in big. This dress made a really big statement with, you know, everybody taking photographs of it, and it's got these lovely slits on the side. So Janet worn it with a black blazer and boots, and then they've got it with like a strappy heel sandal, yeah. And thinking on the beach with just like a little slide on.
So this is again for transitional. You can wear that right now. You can take that to the office. You can have a brunch date with girlfriends, and then, as you say, pack it, take it on holiday. And that's a day tonight, because mm-hmm. you could easily put heeled sandals on with that, some nice statement earrings, drape over a tuxedo jacket with a little clutch bag, and you're out for a city night out, aren't you?
Absolutely. So another beautiful. I mean, we could talk for hours on all the beautiful pieces. There were so many, and they're going to be starting. There's obviously the collection. A collection that's already come out now in February, and then they'll slowly but surely throughout March come through. But all classic, and oh my goodness, their event wear. Wow. I mean, I could have, yeah. If you're going to Wimbledon or you're doing anything major this year, that's where you want to go to.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, I think that's just been great. So that's just 15% off up until midnight on Sunday. I can imagine, because I know that you do a lot with Hobbs, you'll be showcasing more over the next few months with them. And yeah, really check out some of the items that we talked about. There is definitely stuff for office right now. If you're going off on holiday, there is, yeah, you can get a really good capsule wardrobe together quite easily.
We even go with this, before we go away with the holiday, just know that this hat and that bag are not going to hang around long. They were uber popular.
Sliders as well. Oh. So if you're really into matchy,
yeah,
they are going to fly, aren't they? So,
look online.
Just pausing the podcast so that I can tell you all about the Ageless Style Rules that I live by. This is my e-guide that you get when you subscribe to lovebylizzie.com. It's completely free, and all that it means is that when I put any new style posts on the blog, or I have any style notes that I wish to share with you, it will land directly into your inbox. My e-guide gives you everything to get going about living your own ageless style life every single day. They're the rules that I live by, and I want to share them with you. I'll pop a link into the show notes, or just simply head to lovedbylizzie.com. Back to the show.
So Zan, we're gonna move on to beauty, because we've actually got quite a lot to cover off on beauty and lifestyle too. So let's kick off. I think you've been simplifying your beauty routine, haven't you?
Yeah, big time. It started sort of in December, and I just started to kind of slow down on product use, just try to reduce everything I was using. And it then got to my nails, and I decided, because I'd been back to back with the gel nails, which is fine, but I needed to give them a break. And really, if you are doing things with your nails all the time, it is really important to get those breaks. But also, whilst you're having the nails on, always oil your cuticles, because I always forget to do that. Anyway, so I had mine all taken off. And of course, as you do, the area is very weak where they've been
on.
I wanted to keep mine short so that they, there's more of a, you know, they're not going to break and splinter and all of that. And I was very kindly sent some protein formulas, which arrived literally, it was by magic, at the same time as I was having these thoughts. So I've been using them. They come in four different formulas. There's, I've been using number three. Anyway, you can see, I'm always, you know me, I'm like, remember, I thought we were going live at, anyway.
I'm just pleased you've got the products in front of you.
Exactly. But also their hand cream. Now, I get to use quite a few.
What, so are you saying there's cuticle oil
in
the hand cream?
So it is effectively, you paint this on, depending on the situation of your nails. So right now, I'm using one that is helping to hydrate and strengthen. And then you can move through the, they effectively treatment formulas, right?
Yeah.
So, you use them like three times in a row and then you take it all off and then you start again. And I have noticed that my nails are definitely getting stronger. I mean, obviously they still look short, but that's not the point. The point is to get them back to tip top shape and health and strength so that I could grow them longer, but then I, you know, they're not going to break and, which is horrendous. But I have to say the hand cream, because I always forget to add my hand cream. And so what I've been doing is wherever you sit and watch television, your favorite shows, have your hand cream or whatever it is you're using on your nails. So it's your cuticle oil over it next to your chair or your bed, wherever you're going to have some time, and use it then. Because then you're in a
chair.
Yeah, you've got, because I always forget. So,
well, I used to carry it in my handbag, but it's you can't get little.
No.
Little ones. They always, hand creams always come actually in quite a big size. And I'll be honest with you, I think actually I was saying it on my live yesterday, I have a little OCD in the fact that I wash my hands a lot. And I sometimes struggle with hand cream because if it's left too tacky, I just want to go and wash my hands again.
I'm exactly the same. Whereas I have to say, with this one, it is quite thick and it's quite rich. It smells amazingly. It smells so good that somebody actually asked me on the train, my goodness, what is that perfume? And it has hand cream. So it has helped. I am exactly like you. I wash my hands all the time, which has also obviously been affecting my nails. And then it's like that whole thing, oh, you've got to pump and put hand cream. But when you're in the kitchen, I just don't do it.
So I do have a little tip that I do, and pre-COVID I discovered this because I was over washing my hands. They were so dry they actually got very sore, and because I don't like the stickiness on my palm and with the hand cream, so I have a pump of the alcohol gel, you know, like what we would encourage to use during COVID, because I threw a little, because I got a lot of anxiety when obviously clearly we sold out. So what I do, I put hand cream on, lather it all up, and then I just put a tiny bit on the palm of the alcohol gel, and I find it takes that
tackiness
feel that you feel in your OCD away, and that has really helped hydrate my hands. I have to kind of do that two-step.
Yeah.
I'm a bit weird, I know, I'm sorry. I can't not cope with that.
Yeah, no, I don't like the tackiness either. And especially if you're on your phone and then you've got all those smudgy bits. So yes, so that's what I've been doing with my nails. Obviously, I've been very, I mean, you wouldn't know it today because I dried my hair so fast, but I've been sticking with doing a hair mask every Sunday night because I'll wash my hair on the Monday morning. And just making sure, and my skincare has even been reduced to just a few products, but really super effective products, and drinking loads of water and things like that. So I've been simplifying and regrouping, so to speak.
Now, I didn't tell you I was going to talk about this product because I'm going to talk about hair today, but I did, because I was doing some recording this morning, I normally use this on a Sunday only. which is the Ordinary. I think you've used this before. This was
Ordinary had phenomenal products.
Yeah. So this is the AHA 30% plus BHA 2% peeling solution. But because I was doing some recording today, I actually did do it. I only started using this month, and I have to be honest, all here, it's a peeling effect, and it's really cleared up along here. My makeup is definitely sitting a lot better, because we put a lot more foundation in this place, don't we?
Yeah,
exactly. And this has become my, not every Sunday, I know you can use it up to twice, because I've got sensitivity, I would say twice in that, but I'm like you, I'm starting to really elevate my Sunday routine, ready for the week.
Yeah, you prepare yourself, you know, and I always feel like if my nails are neat, my hair is tidy, or vice versa, then I feel like I'm more capable. If I just have like little bits that are irritating me, I will end up and I will sit and fiddle with it. And this is my hair as well. It just makes me feel pulled together.
I think also, if you are having a break from gels and you do put, like you say, a strengthening solution on that is hydrating them, you naturally feel like your nails are done, and then you are protecting them, you're healing them, and like you say, you feel put together.
Yeah. Oh, it's all about glossy, healthy nails. I did actually get a Japanese manicure the other day, which...
What is a Japanese manicure? I didn't quite understand. Tell me.
I'm still trying to understand it myself, but they basically buffed my nails to the point where they were glowing and shining, and you can still, when I take the nail polish off, because it's all about healthy, glossy, natural nails, and so when I clear polish off, you can actually see where my nail is growing out, because obviously I've been taking my skin and hair, nails are growing really quickly, but you can see where it's shine, and they were amazing. It looks so incredible.
So you wouldn't be able to have your gels on top of that, because it needs to adhere. But a few years ago, they used to try and encourage you to buy a particular nail file that encouraged that super shine. So I am familiar with what you're saying, but that's amazing if you can get that technique. But did your nails feel strong?
Well, they did, but I mean, they were weak at the time, yes. So strong as they could be. The only thing I would say, and it's like with anything, you don't over exfoliate your skin, because then you're going to start affecting the skin barrier. It's the same with your nails. If you're over buffing your nails, you're going to make them weaker, and you're going to open them up to splintering and things like that. So it's with everything. I think this particular manicure, you can go every 3 to 4 weeks. It is so that you can have super shiny, glossy nails. So it looks like that's what we want, really. We want our hair, our skin, our nails to be natural and glossy, you know,
natural and healthy. Naturally, and you're right. I mean, I actually do know quite a lot of women who just don't want to do gel nails. They want to stay natural, and that kind of thing would really work for them.
Well, I think it's great when you're taking a break. So I think, you know, after December, and we've had all our parties, so January, February, March is a really good time to just let everything grow back and get strong. And then we can always go back to nice bright colors for spring, late spring, summer, when you're away on holiday, because it's always nice to have a nice bright nail.
Yeah.
Autumn colors. But yeah, I definitely advocate for breaks from everything.
I did after New Year. I think actually mine came off a couple of days after New Year, and then I think 2 weeks ago was the first time I had gels after all that time. So yeah, definitely worth having a break. I'm going to move on to talk about hair products. This is going to be a little bit specific, because what I'm going to talk about is for fine hair. Now, it's on my blog. I have a post all about the products I use for fine hair. It's about 3 or 4 years old. My routine has moved on from there, but it's one of my most popular posts. And I think there's a vast amount of ladies that do have fine hair like me and struggle with the frizz. I know we talk about frizz a lot. So John Frieda, about nine months ago, introduced Pro Filler Plus range. And I was they quite kindly sent me a set to try. This is my third bottle.
Wow.
I love this. So I've been using this for 9 months. And this is their thickening spray. So they have a shampoo and conditioner, and I do use the conditioner on the bottom part of my hair. And then I've been using the thickening spray to obviously work as an aid. So there's a bit of a myth, or you feel when you've got really fine hair, not to put product in because you don't want the heaviness. But what I've come to realize over the last 12 months, I wasn't using enough product.
My gosh, yes. Yeah,
and
I know.
That was my problem.
But the
The
right product.
The right product. And then the other thing I was doing was I was only putting it in the roots. And then my hairdresser, and of course, then I was getting, it was getting really gapey here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, I will openly confess now, you know this, because it was a year ago. I had a few extensions, didn't I? Just for 9 weeks. They cost me a fortune. They didn't work for me. They were supposed to last 12 weeks. My hair was too fine to cope with it. I had to kind of go through the process, didn't I, Zan, to like eliminate it. So I've now really embraced product to get me to where I want. So I had been adding this into my hair cream for the bottom part. But now this is a new formula by John Frieda that is literally just landed. It's called Strengthening Superfluid. So a couple of weeks ago, I went to a John Frieda event, as you know. And this is cream based. Mm-hmm. And you can use it on wet hair and dry hair. And I've used it on both. So today I have washed and blow dried, and you can see I've got thickness.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with that.
It gives body.
Whilst I do use a tiny bit of oil at the end. So it's also taken the frizz away. I've got no frizz. I've hardly had to use my straighteners. I think for me, it means I don't have to, you know, like use multiple products, because I think I could at some point just get away with this, particularly when traveling. I think I'll get away with this. But the bit for me that's really important with fine hair, I don't want to wash my hair every single day. And yesterday was the second time. Well, I did it last week, literally about 10 minutes before I had to leave for work. And I thought, if this doesn't work, I'm in serious bother. So I shoved this in at the end, quickly blow dried it, and it worked. It was a very happy gal. And then yesterday I had a really good go at putting this in on dry hair. I looked really disheveled by the time I used this. It was the only product I used, and pretty much looked like this.
There is nothing better than finding a product that does what it's supposed to do and makes you simplified. And you can run out the door and feel pulled together. Love that.
Yeah. And,
love.
And that's it for me. I don't have hours to do my hair. And I just thought, honestly, I just thought this better work, or I'm going to have to clip up or something. And yeah, because I was dashing out the door. But yeah, you know, fine hair can be really upsetting. I've talked about using biotin as a daily supplement. And the frizz, I think we all get the frizz factor, don't we? I don't think I'm on my own there.
Well, that's my big thing. I hate my hair being frizzy, because then it makes me feel like I haven't, I probably haven't spent enough time on it. But you're so right in saying you do need to use a bit more product and sometimes not just one, it could be a combination of, it's just finding what your cocktail is.
Yes.
And
cocktail is the correct word, Zan, because if you actually use too much of all the same thing, doesn't work. No. You have got to play, haven't you?
But it's the same as if you're doing your skincare. You know, it's a few simple ingredients, or simple, but it's your ingredients that you're putting together to create a skin that is ready to go out and glow and be renewed and protected from the sun. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Cocktails, I drink the don't drink cocktails.
I mean, it's not quite like getting a blow dry. I do favor, like, if I'm going out, I like a blow dry. It's not quite that level, but I feel confident enough now that it's got that thickness that I want. So yeah, I'm dead chuffed. You're going to talk to us about cortisone and magnesium. I'm so intrigued by this, because I didn't get to catch your live So tell me.
Well, I had a very interesting conversation with Zana. So Zana Morris is the founder of Strong Nutrients. And I got a chance to chat to her in June last year. And she taught me things about magnesium that blew my mind, because I was always under the impression you take magnesium if you want a good night's sleep. So, yeah, you know, I mean, okay.
I've used magnesium. I don't know if anyone's had that twitchy eye. You know, when you get super stressed and you get that twitchy eye, nobody can see it, but you can feel it, can't you?
Awful.
I've had to use magnesium to get rid of that.
So basically, I was having that as well, because I was so super stressed. I mean, if you know, my father had been very ill at the beginning of June, and I had all of that going on, and I would be lying in bed, and you could actually see the muscles flickering,
right.
And I could feel it. It was like, what is about to happen to me? And that in itself stresses you out even more. Anyway, spoke to Zana about, she's got some incredible supplements, and we started talking about magnesium, and introduced magnesium properly into my life for the first time. And those things started to go away. I felt better in myself. And then, you know, every now and again, you run out. And then I would notice that things weren't working quite as well. So the sleep pattern was a little bit more interrupted and things like that. So for me, magnesium is absolutely vital. I take it now religiously, really, because it does affect me. And that's something that I didn't realize, and what is so important is it is a major, major help in your system if you are battling stress. So it helps you to reduce the stress symptoms and help your body to regulate it. And if you are super stressed, you should actually potentially increase the amount of magnesium you're taking, because that stress is actually burning through it faster.
Now, is the one that you're taking, because the one that I was taking was a powder form.
Okay.
How is yours, tablet?
I have to have my supplements easy to take, otherwise I'll forget them. So they're in tablets. I take between 2 and 4 a day, right, depending what on earth is going on in my life. And I definitely can tell when I've run out and I haven't been taking them, because things start slipping. Then to go on to cortisol. So cortisol is our stress hormone that is created in our adrenal glands. And it is really, really dangerous if we allow it to be at a souped up state all the time.
Because I think if we explain to people, if I'm right, correct me if I'm wrong, cortisol is your fight or flight system.
Yes.
And if it's constantly on, then you're constantly on alert. So you might be sitting at your desk and there's no danger, because we don't have to, nobody's eating us anymore. Nobody's coming, you know, we live quite a luxurious life just by the fact that we don't have predators. But if you're super stressed, that fight or flight mode stays continuously on, doesn't it?
So it's the same thing as if you get in your car and you start revving the engine, eventually that engine will burn out. So you need to be really careful to regulate. And but we have to do it in healthy ways. So for example, find out what is stressing you out. I mean, obviously we can't always get away from things like that, which I found over the last couple of months. You know, because there are things that are going to happen in our lives, especially at our age where we have potentially elderly parents that we have to look after, and things start happening. But so increase your magnesium intake. That's really, really important. And your vitamin B5 is really important for regulating that as well. But also really key, especially for women who are perimenopausal, menopausal, is to ensure that we are eating enough protein as well, so that that kind of counterbalances it, because it all plays into insulin and the burning up of the usage of the muscle, which is what we're trying to maintain and keep as we grow older. And actually too high levels of cortisol can also cause osteoporosis. So all of these things, because I'm all about longevity and being stronger for longer, it start I started realizing that I've really got to look after myself and prepare myself for the possibility that, you know, something bad might happen. I know this sounds like an awful...
No, biohacking. This is called biohacking.
Exactly.
And it's not a trend.
No.
You know, some people think it's all very trendy. It's not. You're in the same headspace that both my husband and I are in. It's the fact that, you know what? You know, we do live older and we don't know how old we're going to live to, but you want the quality in the years that you are living. It's because some people do have that mindset. They just want to get to 100, but they don't care if they sit in a chair. I do. I've had older relatives that have sat in a chair for over 10 years because they didn't have that health benefits. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. This kind of biohacking approach is about looking on into the future. I think it's like the Zahn today looking after the Zahn tomorrow.
Oh, couldn't have said a bit of myself. Exactly. So when you've seen this, I don't want people to have to kind of lift me off the toilet.
Yeah.
Sorry. But it's the truth. I want to be able to get myself out of bed. If you've had abdominal surgery, you suddenly realize how important your core muscles are when you suddenly can't lift yourself up and you can't stand up or get up out of bed in the morning. So it's all those little things that you want to do. So I'm not into this kind of major hardcore workouts. I rather make sure that I get my 10,000 steps in every day and get my heart rate going. I think sometimes if you don't have enough time to do something, even if you're just lifting some lighter weights and you're just doing it for 5-10 minutes, but you're getting those muscles going and you're getting the movement and you're making sure you keep your joints supple and it's all of those little things that add to making life in the future more comfortable.
So you're moving me nicely onto my segment, but before I go into my exercise segment, I want to pick up on your last point, the little bits to do. I could easily have my food shopping delivered, and I know lots of people do or whatever, but I actually see pushing the trolley, lifting stuff in and out, move my shoulders, move the weight. Mm-hmm. I don't think of that now as a chore. I've changed my mindset on that in the last probably 18 months. Some of this, like I used to have people lift Fonzo's food bag into the boot of my car. It's 12 kilograms. And I used to think, I'll find someone to lift it in. I do it now myself because, like you say, it's all these little things that you do regularly keeps you on point, doesn't it? On check for the future years.
I'll say on that, Fergus has got, my husband, has got a very good exercise that he's always telling us to do. And it's the farmer's walk. And
that The farmer's walk.
So you basically got your bags or your weights or whatever, and you just backwards and forwards, and you make sure that you're lip dipping. And
so, that's a really good idea.
There's little things that you've got to think, you know. Anyway, yeah. I'll let you get onto yours.
Yeah, so... at the end of last month, I kind of said I took January off. I wasn't exercising and I'd get into it after my birthday. And I have kind of stuck to it, Zahn, but I've gone about it my own way. I've decided I'm not joining anything, not signing up to anything. I'm just going to do it my way in my time. And I am really pleased to say I've done something at least twice a week. It's time-wise, it's been about 40 minutes. And I've either done it first thing in the morning or I've done it when I've come home from work or at the end of my working day, if I'm working from home. So I have done this, Zahn, in my PJs. I've not even bothered to get into any super duper kit. So it's a whole mix match and I've been using YouTube. So the first thing I'd done was to get into stretching. I thought, let's just have a really good body stretch, and I've used Maddie Morrison. She's got about 3.4 million followers on YouTube. She does various, either 15 minutes or up to 30 minutes, and literally the first 10 seconds she's showing you what to do, and then you don't have to watch her anymore because you know what you got to do, and you can hear the timer in the background, and they're normally just like 30 seconds. So even if you hate it mentally, you know, I'm only doing this for 30 seconds, she doesn't repeat. So you only have to do it once. So for somebody like me, that ticks a box. And I've done her stretches now twice a week, all throughout February, and I already feel better for it. So that I do. Now, to get the cardio up, because you talked about cardio last month, I've gone back to what I used to love in my late teens, early 20s, and that's dancing. So I have found Pamela Reif on YouTube. She's got about 11.4 million followers, and she does a similar thing where she showcases for about 5 seconds before the segment, and you're literally dancing. She does, and it's not complicated, and it doesn't matter if she goes left and you go right, you're in your own space, but I can feel my heart getting,
and it's releasing the happy
gene. Yeah, she's got one called the happy dance, and I'll be honest, Sam, that's pretty much one I do. I'm like, yeah, that suits me. It's about 10 to 15 minutes, so with a 15 minute stretch, then 15 minutes of this kind of dancing, and then what I do is I get my hand weights, I do a few up, a few bells, all of that lot, and then a few stomach crunches, and I've had my own 40 minute session, and I've managed to maintain it.
Well, everything that you do, all those little steps, you can build on that, and that's so important. And but you're also enjoying it, so you want to do it again. So that is all those little things. I mean, I know I've always been terrible in that. I just want to do cardio, and then if I think I've gone and sweated myself for like 45 minutes, I'm like, oh. But now I realize I have to do the weight training. I have to. And so I now train with Fergus and my 14-year-old. I've got three of them, like go on, lift those weights up. And it, I mean, it's important because we're trying to make sure that we don't land up with osteoporosis, and we want to keep our muscles from fading.
So I always say with the stretching one, so where I've not felt in the mood to dance around, because let's be honest, we don't all have perfect happy days, I've done the longer body stretch. And what I would say to you there is, I may not have lifted hand weights, but her stretches involve you carrying your own body weight. So there's some arm ones where you are literally like the plank, but not quite like the plank, but where you're using your body weight to help strengthen and firm up. So I have found just doing my own thing for the mood. So I've taken the same approach to how I style myself. What am I in the mood to do, and how long am I in the mood to do it for? And that's been, I think that's been the success point for me.
Yeah. It's finding what works for us and working on that and building on that.
Yeah, building on that. And that's what that's what March is about. It's like, right, I've managed to do this. What now can I do? And obviously I've got all the dog walking, because obviously cat lover, dog lover, that's the difference. I have all the dog walking that I have to do around the clock anyway. So yeah. But sometimes it's hard to get 10,000 steps in. You actually have to walk a lot to do 10,000.
The way the weather was yesterday and really this week, unless you're actually going in, like if I go into London, I walk everywhere. I'll go from the Strand, Garden, back down Charing Cross. I mean, I don't
know. But even if you're on the tube, you get a lot of steps.
Oh, absolutely. But for me, I have found myself going for walks to get away from my cats, because otherwise they're literally sitting on top of me. But I mean, there's only so far you can go around, and especially in weather like that, the last thing I want to do is go back down with flu.
Well, like but Sam, I would tell you, so my dogs are old, but even if I take them for a good 20 to 30 minute walk, you'll be lucky to get to 7,000 steps.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so yeah, you know, so the 10,000 is desirable, but not necessarily a must. We're going to finish up on this. So for those that have watched, thank you so much. Zahn has got a whole live on the cortisone and magnesium. So that's on your grid, so they can watch back on that. I've done a podcast that went live last week, which is 22 accessories, I think I talked through, which is to help with transitional winter into spring. Touched on a few spring trends there. So that's on Styling Matters podcast. Probably it will feel like 5 minutes on, and we'll be back with the March issue.
Goodness me, it's happening very quickly suddenly. I mean, we got through the 1,000 days of January. So it's going to be Christmas in a week.
But March, well, I think will very much, very likely be a very fashion orientated episode, given that a lot of the spring collections will be in, won't they?
Absolutely. But just keeping in mind, it has snowed in March before. Did I just say that? So don't pack your coats away, and or potentially look out for these really brightly colored coats, like the whole one that we mentioned, to brighten up gray, potentially gray, wet, snowy days. And then I went into Hobbs, as I said, and I've got a couple of pieces that are your capsule wardrobe, which you can layer up. And as we prepare for more color and bare ankles.
Yeah, I have to say, I have definitely dipped into more color in the last couple of weeks, and the layering up. This is the fun time for fashion. You know, the transitional into spring, the transitional into autumn, this is where all the layering really happens, and it's layering that can really elevate and make an outfit interesting. So it's actually a really good time to play with your wardrobe and get a few new bits in, just to kind of get that freshness. That, oh yeah, spring. I can't wait, Zan. I can't, for proper spring anyway.
Well, thank you everyone, and have a great weekend, and let's hope the sun keeps shining.
Thank you, Zan. See you for the March issue. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com, and don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.